Our Father, we do thank thee for the holy honor of being together to sit under the sound of thy precious word. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus. We wait for the day when we will see him face to face, and we will be able to express worship and praise intelligently and suitably to that glorified one and to thyself, Father. Thou art so marvelous in all thy ways, a giving God, a forgiving God, a restoring God. And here in this conference weekend, we have already been listening to divine truth, and we realize that thou art trusting us with it, and we desire that it will come back to memory and speak to our hearts in keeping with our needs. Day by day, we realize we need a restored and renewed mind when it comes to holy things. And we desire it, Father. And we do desire to be able to be a better worshiper as we think of the greatness of our beloved Lord and his soon return, the wonder of that glory, that it surpasses our ability to comprehend, that we who once were willing servants of sin have been graciously forgiven eternally and brought into the kingdom of thy beloved Son. Oh God, what a glorious moment when he shall be all in all, and he will bring all unto thy feet, and thou, our God, wilt be all in all. Receive our thanks, we pray, for such grace towards us. May it move our every heart. We owe everything to that blessed man. He gave his life. He shed his blood. He went to Calvary. He bore our judgment. He entered into our death. And here today we are in the beautiful, perfect, eternal liberty of that great salvation. So we pray thy blessing upon thy word. Help our beloved brethren. We are wanting to hear thy voice, and as thy truth is given, we desire thy spirit will clothe it with his own wisdom and power and direct it to our hearts today. Receive our thanks now for this privilege and the joy of being thine and thine forever. Blessed God, we praise thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.